Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. All right, off we go with the 1911 University. Brought to you, of course, by Chambers Custom. Joe Chambers, of course, is the professor. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm trying out a new configuration today. So far, everything is working and nothing is broke.
Okay.
Let's not get...
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. This can lead to some other stuff. We might be able to do a melding of your videos you like to do on Patreon and on Instagram.
Yeah.
How would you like to do that in a video podcast?
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah. I could be sitting there asking you a bunch of stupid questions, and you could have a bunch of signs just hold up and say, "The math doesn't change, Bill." Just constantly hold that one up. So. So. I see a bunch of things getting ready to ship.
Oh, yeah, we got tons of stuff getting ready to ship.
Yeah?
Always. Always, always. I think we got four or five Nest guns ready to ship, and we got two or three Fat WMGR models ready to ship. So, yeah.
What is a Fat WMGR? What is that?
That's the full size with the full-length dust cover.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the one where you point it at somebody and everything just falls out of them, right? Just from the fright.
Yeah, it's got it all. It's got it all. Yes, sir.
See, I get excited every time Joe is shipping guns, because every time they ship a gun, that means they're one gun closer to my gun.
That is accurate.
One gun closer to my gun, so.
That is an accurate assessment.
So when you hear me talking about shipping, I don't care about these other guys and their guns. This is me getting out there and saying, well, getting closer to Bill's gun.
There you go.
So did you get to fill up your pond yet?
Oh, no. Not yet.
No.
But we will eventually.
How will that be done? Are you going to let rain do it, or are you going to let you going to have the fire department come out and do it? How will that... How does somebody get water? How does somebody fill up a pond?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that a guy can do that. You can let rain do it. It could take a long time, probably, to do that. You could. I don't know that you could call the fire department to do it, because I just don't know that they would. But because it's several million gallons of water.
Well, I was about to say, their pumper trucks are only limited to so much.
Right, yeah. So, you could if you had a farmer with a permit, say, you could do, you could have them bring in their irrigation pump and fill it. That would be one way to do it.
Right.
That would be actually the fastest way to do it, honestly. That would be the most expedient, best way.
The expedient way, I like that.
Yeah.
Done anything with your lever gun?
No. Sitting in the corner. Just waiting.
Have you affixed your can to it yet?
No. Actually, I found out that I can't actually use that particular can on there because it will blow it up. So I have to make a can for it from scratch.
Now, for you, if you decide to make a can and everything, because you're a manufacturer, you can do that. Your FFL, I guess, covers that because you do have a manufacturer's FFL versus just having a storefront.
Correct.
Does that cover even NFA items, or do you have to have a special FFL for that?
No, well, you have to have a special license for it. You pay a tax each year,
right?
Which covers doing that.
What is the latest thing that we're going to talk about today? Is there anything that you want to cover, or do you want me to formulate a few things, or anything this gnawing on your mind? And we can talk about stuff that doesn't have to do with 1911s if you want to, but you know, within reason.
We can talk about whatever you want. There's all kinds of things kicking around in my head, as usual. We got the situation in Ukraine, which is crazy. Just crazy. I don't know what's going on there. But, you know, it's kind of a sad situation, I think. But, you know, what are you going to do about it? You got 1911 stuff going on in the industry. There's always something going on with 1911 stuff. Always.
Right.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to hear about the 1911 stuff, of course. We can talk about Ukraine if you want to.
The media's beat it to death. Putin's wrong.
Well, okay. Here's the long and short of it, okay? Putin is a KGB thug.
Right.
He remembers the good old days of the USSR.
Yep, absolutely.
And Ukraine has always been under the Russian umbrella.
Yep.
And to that end, for whatever reason, Putin decided to do this on Biden, just like he did Crimea under Obama. And he thought that he had it all sewed up. The only problem is that there's a lot of things he did not count on. Now he's having to go further and further. You can put it two ways. He's either further and further out on the limb, or he's painting himself more and more into this tight corner. Because, and in the meantime, the funniest part about this is we're placing sanctions on them while we're buying 700,000 barrels of oil from them a day.
Right.
So, and I just made this point in the last segment. That means we're financing the invasion of Ukraine. So when you're talking about crazy, there's some crazy for you. That's a crazy for you.
Yeah, it's silly. It's what it is.
I tell you, one thing that I do want to discuss with you this time around, though, is that Nebraska is trying to become a constitutional carry state. I want to hear about what your thoughts are on that. Maybe we'll talk about that next, except we're coming up on the first break. Listen, I have been around the block a few times with 1911 2011s, and if you're looking for the best gun for the buck, the most a gun that is more like the last one, except still its own individual piece of iron, then you got to go to Chambers. Anything else out there is simply something they're selling you based upon a reputation and looks. With Joe, it's all about the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. It is 1911 University, although right now in Nebraska there's a bit of a constitutional carry effort afoot. Are you paying attention to that? Are you looking at that?
Yeah, a little bit.
And what are your thoughts about that there?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's a crying shame that anybody who can legally own a gun has to pay a tax to the state to carry a gun.
Agreed.
I think that's just, it's absolutely criminal, right? Taxation is theft to begin with, and that's criminal theft because you're basically taxing me for a right. And people can argue and they can say, oh, well, you know, carrying a gun isn't a right. Okay, well, the Supreme Court's already decided that it is. So, you know, they've already said that the ability to defend your person or your home is a right. So your point is moot on that. When I moved to Nebraska in 2007, we did not have concealed carry here of any sort. Well, we did. Let me check that. It's not completely factual. We did have concealed carry, but it was under what's called affirmative defense, which means if you got caught concealing a weapon, a handgun, then you had to go to court and defend why you had the right to conceal a handgun. So, you know, if you were a jeweler or a banker or a gun shop owner, you know, something like that, you could probably get away with it. But it didn't change the fact that you had to go to court and defend yourself. So it was the whole guilty until proven innocent thing, which is also criminally illegal. But it was legal, and it is still legal here, to open carry a handgun should you so choose to do so.
Right.
Now, when I was younger and dumber, I used to open carry guns all the time. When I lived in the city, it was not uncommon for me and my friends on job sites and whatnot to be open carry. Because open carry is more about perception, right? And back in those days, and we're talking the mid to late 90s, you didn't have the Steve Fishers and Jared Restons and Chuck Pressburgs and Kyle DeFores and all the wonderful, fabulous trainers that we have out there now. You had some trainers, right? Like you had John and you had Massad and, you know, a few rando guys out and about, but you didn't have the litany of trainers that we have with the pedigree behind them. And it certainly wasn't commonplace for somebody in their early 20s to go take a firearms training class.
Right.
We just strapped heat on our hips and walked around and did our jobs.
Right.
And, because we also did not have concealed carry until the late 90s, the very late 90s, we finally got concealed carry in Georgia. So, this amendment has been proposed before in Nebraska. And previously, we had Nebraska has a unicameral, which means we have one body of state government. We don't have a Republican and Democratic side. We don't have a House and a Senate. We have one body. There are Republicans and Democrats in it, and you know, independents. So previously we had a guy from North Omaha, the representative from there. His name was Ernie Chambers. And people always ask if I was related to him, and the answer is no. No, we are not related. And every time this amendment was brought up, Ernie would basically filibuster it and shout it down until it was over. Which I never understood, because of all the people in the state who would benefit from being able to carry a gun if they want to, his constituency in North Omaha would be those people. Right? They're the ones that get robbed all the time.
Right.
Well, let them carry guns without a permit. Big deal. But he would shout it down. Well, Ernie made the legislature really mad a few years ago, and so they passed a law putting term limits in for legislators. And now his sorry butt is gone. And the man who brought up constitutional carry in this state, which again, in my opinion, shouldn't even be an issue, we should just be allowed to do it, is a highly, highly decorated war veteran who won his seat in the state legislature fair and square. No cheating involved. Right. He's a bad, bad man.
Gotcha.
And he brought it up. This is the last year of our current governor's term, and I just pray to God it passes, because this is so ridiculous.
Right.
It should never have been like this. I mean, the Constitution is very clear. You have the right to have and bear arms. Bear means carry. And there is no definition in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, on what type of bearing you may do.
Well, it may all become moot come June, because that's when they're expecting a decision in the Gruen case out of the Supreme Court.
And what is that going to tell us? Please explain. I've not been following that.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, like in New York, they're saying that, you know, they're a may issue place, and if they get out there and say, well, you know, you can't be a may issue place, the right to carry is enshrined in the we might end up, I mean, at the very least in New York, they'll probably do away, because they've already had their day in court. Now they're deliberating and all that other stuff. At the very least, New York might get a better deal. And if it's really bad, if it's really bad for the gun grabbers, then you get it, I get it, we all get it. Although I carry a permit. I'm not. I live in a stupid state when it comes to this. I have to have a concealed carry permit in South Carolina to carry in the open.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dumb. That's pretty dumb. But you know, I'm not going to get too excited about that.
I just do what I want.
Yeah. Well, I used to do that before I got a permit. Have you ever heard why I have a permit? Do you want to hear why I had a permit? Why I have a permit?
I would love to hear that. Sure.
Okay. We'll do that in the next segment. Joe Chambers, you can follow them at Chambers Custom across a litany of places. That is the name of their YouTube channel, their Instagram channel, their Facebook page. They're just all over. They're just everywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The numbers of people dying continue to rise in Ukraine. At least 549 civilians, including 41 children, have been killed since Russian forces invaded on February 24th, according to the latest figures from the Office of United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Meanwhile, at least 1,000 civilians, including 52 children, have been injured. With prices at the pump up $1.50 over the last year, plus food and housing, consumer inflation jumped by 7.9% over the last 12 months, the sharpest spike since 1982, and probably just the beginning of higher prices to come. The increase reported by the Labor Department did not include the oil and gas price surges that followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Since then, gas prices nationally have jumped 62 cents a gallon to $4.32. This is USA Radio News.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. CIA Director William Burns, a former U.S. ambassador to Moscow who has studied Vladimir Putin for years, told the House Intelligence Committee he believes Putin will step up his efforts to crush Ukraine.
So he's gone to war, I think, on the basis, Mr. Chairman, of a number of assumptions which led him to believe that Russia faced a favorable landscape for the use of force against Ukraine this winter. He's been proven wrong on every count, and I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
Burns also told the committee that Putin's actions over the last 2 weeks are premeditated and savage. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And we were just talking about permits and all this other stuff. And I'm going to tell the story, Joe. I'm going to tell it here publicly. I've told it once or twice. I don't think you've ever heard it, though. You ready? We got Joe. Still got Joe. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
So when I got out of the Army in 1990, I was working in a military intelligence battalion. And we used to have an annual SADA briefing, which was subversion and espionage directed against America. Now, at our level, there was very little we could do with it, because this is all based upon what's happening on the continent of the United States. But even back in 1990, they were telling us about all these people that they'd lost track of with their visit visas and their student visas and their tourist visas and all these other things, about how many people they did not know where they were. So I got to thinking about that.
That sounds not good.
It was not good. It was not good at all. And in... So I went into the route business, which is delivering milk and eggs and soda and beer. Beer was the best because everybody loves the beer man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got into the milk business and I was working in the city at O'Dark 30, it became very apparent to me that the city was a different animal when the sun was not up. Like, I'd be pulling into the liver market to milk at a Hardee's, and I would have to pass this church to get into a position to pull into the Hardee's. And when I would do that, the hookers would come running out of the bushes. So So at that particular point, and there were many other guys on the, that had routes at that time at this particular company, I just started carrying a gun. Trying to get a permit to carry a gun, I would have had to have become a state constable, and I would have had to have spent a lot of money that I didn't have to be a state constable. I would have had to have known a politician, which I could more likely do that now than I could then, and just to be able to carry a gun. But then I thought to myself, concealed is concealed. So I started carrying a gun. Then I got into the radio business in 2010. And there was this guy down in Columbia, South Carolina. He was my first producer, named Tyson Bowers, a very a great man who unfortunately killed himself, and I miss him every day. But Tyson decided that I was what Columbia, South Carolina needed. So he went out and he bought 5 billboards that circled the city to where everybody could see my big, gigantic, bald head, 20 feet tall. And then I did a show on Sharia law. And the very next day, I had been kicked out of the studio because I'd actually... the network or the radio station I was at was the former home of Air America, which was an Al Gore radio project to see if leftists could actually do radio and thrive under the radio. And, of course, nobody was. And they only gave me a shot at it because of how I sounded. Then when I spoke the first time, when I was talking, they were like, you're a conservative. So they kicked me out. So I had a studio at home already. And I'm sitting there one morning getting ready to do the show. And I have this chat room open where they can type to me and they can hear me talking on the mic. And things were getting good in the radio business because I actually owned 2 guns at that time. I'd never owned 2 guns before. And somebody comes on there and asks me if I've ever heard of Daniel Pearl. You know who that was?
No.
Daniel Pearl was a journalist that got caught by some Islamists, and they sawed his head off and circulated the video on social media.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
They asked me if I wanted to be the next Daniel Pearl. Now, they could see me because I was on camera. They could hear me. So I said, listen, let me make this perfectly clear. If you make it into this house, I'm going to kill you with this. And I held up a Glock 21. Right, big 45 pistol. I said, if I'm outside cutting the grass, I'm going to kill you with this. And I held up an AK. And they typed my address at me. They knew exactly everything, and they knew what I looked like. So I had to. I got in touch. I'd already filed paperwork because I was doing so many public things. I figured I'd better go ahead and do that. I'd already filed the paperwork, but I ended up calling the attorney general, who was coming on the show once a month, and asking him to help me walk it through fast, which he did. Then the sheriff of Richland County, Sheriff Leon. Sheriff Leon used to have this group of guys in his jail, in his lockup, that were on Scared Straight.
Okay, yeah.
So I got
that program.
Yeah, I got with him and I asked him what could we, you know, what does he think? Because this was obviously somebody that was an Islamic fundamentalist. We had two mosques in Columbia, South Carolina. So Sheriff Leon sent out the Scared Straight crowd with a little representation of my big billboard, and went to both of those places and said, listen, this guy gets killed by a bus, we're coming here. If he drops over choking on a ham sandwich, we're coming here. But that was the moment when I said, okay, if I'm going to end up shooting somebody in public, it'd be nice to have a permit, and maybe they won't tighten the cuffs too tight.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's the reason I have a permit now.
Well, and that's the thing, right? You shouldn't have to. If you can walk in the gun store, right, fill out a 4473, they run a NICS check on you, you come back clear, and you can buy the handgun, why can't you stick that sucker in your waistband full of bullets and walk around if you want to?
Yep, say, hey, sarah, sarah, and whatever will be. That's the way it should be, right? And I say this a lot, and I, the truth be told, I shouldn't have to say it a lot, but I do. There's the world the way it should be, and then there's the world the way it is. And unfortunately, with people carrying guns, that seems to be a state-to-state-to-state thing.
Right.
And so we've got, you know, 50 different versions of how people can or cannot carry guns in the United States.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. It is. It is absolutely ridiculous. I want to go to B&H Camera in New York just because it's the biggest camera store in the world.
Right.
And I'll never go because I can't carry a gun. Never going to go. Never going to go. So, anyway. That's the story of that. We're going to have to actually talk about 1911 in the next segment. Something about 1911. The one thing that interests me the most right now about 1911s is the caliber. Where you think the caliber is going to go with that. And let's not start talking about it yet because we're coming up on the next break. But, I mean, the 1911 was known for, gosh, its entire existence as a single-stack 45 ACP. And I don't know when it began to become a 9mm, when somebody looked at it and said, double stack, we could do that, double stack. So anyway, but we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But Joe Chambers is the epitome. He and his brethren, the guys that build these guns, you're going to get a gun that when you get it, as soon as it gets there, load it, maybe lube it, maybe get with him to find out how you should lube it, and then you carry it. Because you have got the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University, which we haven't done very much of. Sometimes it's just fun to have fun. Now, the 1911 was for how many years simply a 45 ACP?
Until the mid to late 20s.
Okay.
I think 1927. Oh, I can look it up right quick.
Well, you don't have to.
I think 1927 was the first year Colt made it in a 38 auto.
Okay.
38 Super. And then in the 1950s, they came out with a 9mm. And the rest is history.
Right. So now, when you look at the 1911 now, which the 1911 in those early days, and I don't really know when it began to really morph into what it is today, but in the early days, it was only going to go so far, right? There was only so many configurations of it, although loads of people carried it.
Yes. By the way, it was 1929.
Gotcha. So now that it has morphed from this single caliber, maybe dual caliber pistol that it was, now that it is a multi-caliber platform, my first question would be, do you think, one, the 45 ACP is in danger of becoming an extinct round? And
no.
And then two, do you think there is an ideal round for it, or is the platform itself what makes how good all of these, 38 Super, 9mm, 45 ACP, 10mm, is it because of that platform itself, the underlying fundamentals of that platform, is that what makes it as good as it is?
Yeah, I think the platform itself lends it to a lot of versatility.
Right.
You know, if you look at other platforms, like, for example, Glock, right? You want a Glock 45? Okay, that's a large frame gun.
Right.
As is a Glock 10 millimeter. You want a 9 millimeter? Okay, that's a medium frame gun. And you can get that in a 17, you can get it in a 19, you get it in a 20, what is it, 26.
Right.
And all of those take the same size grip. 40 cal, same thing. They're all the same size grip. But
right.
They're not the same as a 21 or a 20. Now they've got the 380s. They're a small frame grip. So they're even smaller. So when you go to a 1911, all the grips are the same. Doesn't matter if you want a 9mm or a 10mm. Right? Matter of fact, you can even take it further and go, doesn't matter if you want a 22 long rifle or a 10mm. They all take the same frame size. So it's that in and of itself lends itself to sustainability, because it doesn't matter what caliber of 1911 you pick up, they are the same grip size.
Right.
And for what it's worth, so Colt brought out the 38 Auto, Super Auto, in 1929, and then 20 years later, in 1949, they made the very first 9mm Commanders. And they didn't bring out a full-size 1911 and 9mm until 1972.
So now is almost like it's almost like time travel compared to those days, huh?
Right. And you also have to keep in mind, this is really interesting for those people out there listening that may be history buffs. The 1911 started as a 38 ACP. Which is the predecessor to the 38 Super.
Right.
And the Army is the one that said, nah, fam, we got to have a bigger bullet.
Mm.
We had just come out of the little deal with the Philippines, and or was it the Philippines or some Malaysian country down there?
It was the Philippines, where the guys weren't going down when they were being shot with 38
right.
Special.
Yeah, the insurrection down there, and they were filling these dudes full of holes, and they kept coming at them. And so the Army was like, no, we're going back to the big bore. We need a big gun. And the cavalry was already carrying the 45 revolvers. And so Browning was like, okay, well, we can do that in 45, I guess. And he did. So the original design was in 38, which is why when people ask me, oh, you know, what's your favorite, blah, blah, blah. Well, the 38 Super is God's caliber.
Right.
You know, it's like the 30-06.
Right.
The 30-06 is God's caliber. The 308, Jesus loves that.
Gotcha.
Right? 45, Jesus loves that. But the 38 and the 30-06, that's where the heat began. So I think it's neat, because there's a lot of diversity that can be had. You know, you can have a 1911 that's basically a pocket pistol. I know, I've built them. And you can have a 1911 that's got a wide body and a long slide with a compensator, if you so chose.
Right.
And any caliber, I mean, what's funny to me, I didn't know this until recently, but there is a major firearms manufacturer in the world that makes 1911s, that makes a 38. They make a 380, full-size 380 1911. It is not for sale in the U.S., but they make one. And I think that's just cool as beans, man.
That is cool as beans. Very cool. Very, very. The 1911 to me, I don't know what it is about the platform and everything. Well, I mean, I carried it, and I mean, I carried a dilapidated. Everywhere I went to three duty stations, and they always gave me a, who was it? I can't remember with the name brand. It was definitely World War II era.
Probably Remington Rand.
No, it wasn't one of them. They all sounded like castanets, too, and I could hit whatever I wanted with them. They had some tolerance. When I would go qualify, I just do it like, you know, gang style, just shoot it sideways. But I mean, those guns. Yep, gang style. Gang style, dude. But yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. I'd still like to find one of those if I could find a real Army copy. And I know they're selling. I know they're selling some of them, but I mean, I'd probably get it now. And I was qualifying with these in the 80s. I can't imagine what they look like today. I'd probably just get a bag of parts. Maybe yeah, not something I should want to have.
There's some survivors out there. There's some survivor guns out there. They're all pretty loosey-goosey.
You could tighten it up, though. I'm sure you could. I could just send it to you, and you'd do the chambers on it, and the chambers tango, and that would get it all good and all okay. I would like that quite a lot. You think about this whole video podcast thing, because we're going to be firing this up pretty quick. I think I've got everything solved, all the issues resolved. I hope.
Awesome.
And in the interim, though, but thank you for joining me tonight, and thank you for being patient when we were late calling you.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me again, Bill.
Check him out at ChambersCustom.com. That's Joe Chambers. We will be back again tomorrow in about 21 hours. And the one primary thing you should take away from life today is that it has never been about gun control. It has always, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.